Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello, welcome to the October 19th edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Jeff Searcy here, coming to you from sunny North Florida, and ready to see what kind of dirt we can kick up today. I mean, it is what a great, great day it is, and I'm so glad that you're hanging out with Servant Warrior Radio this morning. If this is your first time listening to Servant Warrior Radio, welcome. I am so pumped that you're hanging out with us today. Now, if you're listening to us truly on the radio, outstanding. I encourage you to visit servantwarriorradio.com. There you can access all of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your convenience. Now, if you're listening to us via the web, that's awesome too. Make sure that you add servantwarriorradio.com to your favorites. Right up there on your toolbar or your favorites bar, make sure that you add servantwarriorradio.com to that list of favorites. Now, I just love October. And if you spent any time with me, you know, either here on the radio, any following on Twitter, if you've read any of the blogs that I write at jeffcersey.net, if you read any of the articles I've written in the Christian Country Music Association's Power Source magazine, it is obvious that I'm a huge, huge sports fan. Now, October means college football is in full swing. If you've been listening to the show, you know I love college football. And the first BCS poll came out just this past week. Now, real quick, a side note, speaking of the BCS, which this subject is one for another time and one that we could devote hours and hours and hours to. But I have to say this, right here at the beginning, toward the season with this first BCS poll come out, until we have a playoff, and it can be the top eight teams in the BCS poll at the end of the year, but until we have a playoff, we will never have a true national champion in college football. That's it. Now, I've heard the excuse over and over again that it's not feasible to have a playoff in Division I college football due to the academic restraints. And can I just say, I want to respond to that in a way that a dear friend of mine would do. He'd say, man, that dog ain't hunting. Now, why is it that Division II and Division III schools, they and their football teams can have playoffs? Are their academics any less important? Are their grades any less important than Division I schools and the players that play on Division I football teams? I mean, let's go ahead and say it. I mean, here on this radio show, it's all about being real, radical, relentless, and relevant. And the very first one is being real. So let's call it what it is and let's say what it's about. It's about the money. It's about the bold game dollar. Now, like I said, the BCS and that whole subject is for another time. But since we're talking college football, the SEC has seven teams in the top 20 of the BCS. Actually, seven teams in the top 15 of the BCS poll, as well as the AP. And they have six in the top 15 in the USA Today poll. Mississippi State is number 16 in the USA Today poll. But we are so proud of the SEC. Of course, Alabama is number one on all the polls. My beloved Georgia Bulldogs, number 11 in the BCS, number 13 in the AP, and number 12 in the USA Today. And, you know, this week there's some big games going on all across the country, with probably the biggest one is South Carolina and Florida, happening in Gainesville down there in the swamp. And man, the storylines between Spurrier and his old team. And, you know, I'm going to watch it. I got to tell you, I'm not a fan of either one of those teams. As a Bulldog, and since I was 4 years old, I don't like either one of them. But nevertheless, it's going to be a great, great game, no doubt. And you definitely want to watch that one from the swamp on Saturday. Now, back to the show. Now, from a sports perspective, October means football, college, and pro. You know, pro basketball is back on the court. Now, we know I'm not a huge fan of pro basketball, but I tell you what, those guys are awesome, awesome athletes, and they're impressive nonetheless. I'm just not a huge fan of basketball. But NASCAR is coming down to the wire. I mean, virtually every sport on the planet is in action during the month of October. But you know, when we think of October in professional sports, the vast majority of fans think baseball, you know, playoffs, the World Series, the Fall Classic. Now, if you don't think of baseball in the World Series in October, you should. Now, there are some out there, of course, I'm not one of them, but there are some of them out there that would say, you're just un-American if you don't think of America's pastime in October. Now, that very well could be a valid statement given soccer and the number of folks in this country that are not actually from here. But anyway, Now, I might say you're unpatriotic if you don't think about baseball in October, but nevertheless, I feel like I'm about to dig myself in the hole, so I'm going to jump off of this thing. But anyway, today, in honor of America's pastime, we're going to talk baseball, but we're going to talk about it a little differently than you'd expect. And that's actually what's funny is that's exactly what you do expect from Servant Warrior Radio, because we talk about things, but we talk about them in different ways. The message today, Middle Relief, is about getting the nod from the true head coach, the Almighty One, to take the mound. Now, you definitely want to stick around for that message later on. But listen, I got to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about last week. We're going to talk about an upcoming series that you are going to absolutely love. But we'll be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Like to hang out on the edgy side of Christian talk? You found the right place. That's Servant Warrior Radio every Friday morning, 6 a.m. on St. Louis's own AM 630 and 24/7 at servantwarriorradio.com. Now, back to the show. I got it! Welcome back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Cercian. Just a couple of minutes ago, we got our college football fix in that last segment. And listen, I don't want to alienate anybody. And I want to put the charge out there and the challenge out there to you. If there's a conference or a school or a team or an athlete or anybody that's out there that's making a difference and you really want me to talk about them on the show, I want you to email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com, because I'd really love to share something about the school, about the folks at the school. Could be the team, could be the athlete, could be a group of students there. But you know what? We really want to show what they're doing, what they're doing that's real, radical, relentless, and relevant, that's glorifying God, that's spreading the life-changing message of Christ, that they're what they're doing that's impacting lives each and every day. I mean, you know, how they're living out their faith and making a difference in the lives of others. That's what we want to share. And I'd love to talk about them on the show. In fact, I'd even love to have them on the show. If you will have them get in touch with me, again, you can email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. You can message me at Twitter. I can be found at Jeff Cercy. Listen, I'm not hard to find at all, but I encourage you, send me some folks and, put them in touch with me. I'd love to talk to them. I'd love to talk about them, just the things that they're doing every single day to make a difference in the lives of others, because that's what we're called to do as servant warriors, is to impact others and truly meet them where they are, because I want to hear about them. So now, if you missed last week's show, Close Combat, you got to go to servantwarriorradio.com. You got to listen to the show. You have to download it. You need to listen to it again. You want to share it with everybody you know, and you want to tell them to listen to it a couple of times, and we want to keep repeating those steps, because we want to put this thing out there to as many folks as you can. Because in the upcoming months, I'm going to do an extended series on warfare, and it's all going to be based out of Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Now, I know that you've heard all kinds of sermons and messages and read all types of things about spiritual warfare. And I can tell you, you know what? We can't share that enough, because we can't tell enough people to make them aware of the spiritual battles that we all face every single day. And we want to make sure that people are ready for that. Now, I will tell you about this upcoming series that with God's prompting, with His wisdom and His discernment. And I'm going to be prayerfully going into Him and ask Him to speak through me, because my goal here is to bring it to you differently than you've ever heard it, and make sure that the way is presented in all the different facets and the different components and ways that are real and radical and relentless and relevant, because that's what we have to be. because we're going to be addressing many of the same topics and subjects that you've heard before, but we're going to be doing it in true Servant Warrior style. So listen, make sure that you stay up current with Servant Warrior Radio. Make sure that you listen to us each and every week. But last week we went through Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, and it's, you know, about putting on the full armor of God, about standing firm. And, you know, and the verse tells us when we've done all we can do to stand. You know, we talked about the reality that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces. So here's the bottom line, guys. If we're fighting an unconventional enemy, then we have to deploy unconventional tactics. Now, we're going to be talking about that in this upcoming series. Now, last week, we were talking battle tactics and how the mission of a Marine Corps rifle squad, which is, let me share that with you, that mission is to locate, close with, and destroy the enemy by fire and maneuver, and repel the enemy's assault by fire and close combat. And that is the mission of a Marine rifle squad. And we were talking last week how that mission applies to our callings as Christians and as servant warriors. Because when we look at the sixth chapter of Ephesians, verses 10 through 18, and we apply the mission of the Marine Rifle Squad, and we kind of put that side by side, the fire that we use to destroy and repel the enemy are the weapons of God, the sword of the Spirit, those gifts, the power of prayer, and the weapon of prayer. And those are that we use, his armor that he tells us to put on, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. I mean, those are the tools that he gives us to destroy and to repel the enemy. Now, the maneuver and close combat portion is addressed in our actions, how we live our lives, and really in our relationships and our interactions with others. That is true close combat. Do you see how all this ties together? Now you definitely don't want to miss the upcoming warfare series. And I'll make sure that it is posted and we put it out there and let you know when exactly it's going to start. But it's going to be an awesome, awesome series. But last week, the message focused on the close combat component of the mission to locate, close with, and destroy the enemy by fire maneuver and repel the enemy's assault by fire and close combat. And there was an incredibly effective tactical close combat maneuver that we talked about last week. That tactic is hanging with sinners. Now, you definitely don't want to miss that. And you want to go and listen to last week's show, because I promise you, it's a message that you need to hear. It's a message that you'll want to hear and one that you want to share. Hey, listen, I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about getting the nod. We're going to talk about taking the mound and facing the batters, also known as life challenges, with the full confidence in our fastball, our curve, and our coach. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Cersei here. I need your help. God has provided the vision and the passion for Servant Warrior Radio. And now I'm looking for partners and sponsors to join the mission and take Servant Warrior Radio to stations across the country. The time is now to make a difference. It's time to get in the fight. Email us at sponsor@servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up. We are back. Jeff Searcy here, and you are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Before the break, we talked about October and what we as rabid sports fans think of when October comes around. Of course, we think about football, but we also think about baseball. We think about the playoffs, the World Series, the Fall Classic. Now, I have no doubt that you're following the playoffs. Now, as of the recording of this show, The Detroit Tigers are up 3-0 over the Yankees, and I got to tell you, my heart is absolutely broken that the Yankees are not likely to go to the World Series. And yeah, I say not likely because, you know, it might be the greatest comeback in the history of baseball to come back from 3-0. But nevertheless, my heart's breaking that they're not going to go to the World Series. But I also know that it's not biblical to be sarcastic, so please forgive me. St. Louis, the Cardinals are tied 1-1 with the San Francisco Giants. As a matter of fact, I think right now, I think both championship series games are in a rain delay. That'll give you an idea when we're recording this. But don't you just love? You just gotta love the Fall Classic and everything that leads up to it all through the playoffs. Because you know I'm a sports guy, and as a coach and a leader and a strategist, you know I really love getting into the nuances and the strategy of the game. You know the chess matches that occur between racing teams, you know, between coaches and dugouts and on the sidelines are often as interesting and exciting and enjoyable as the action itself. And you know what? Sometimes we get so caught up in the strategy and outsmarting the other guy that we'll actually overanalyze and outthink ourselves. I mean, hey, listen, if I'm honest, I will catch myself doing that more often than I'd like. But one of my favorite movie lines comes from the movie Major League. The first one, guys, not the sequel, not 2, 3, 4, and 5, but the very first one. So here it is, you know, it's top of the ninth, 2 outs, 2 strikes. Rick Vaughn, played by Charlie Sheen, is standing on the mound. You know, he's there in his black rimmed glasses with a skull and the crossbone, wild thing, Rick Vaughn. You know, and he's staring down that big giant monster guy who's got his big goatee and he's spitting the tobacco juice all over the place. And he's standing there. You know, the guy's just a monster. And Rick Vaughn is thinking about what pitch to throw. And then the screen goes over to his coach, you know, and you hear the gruff and crusty voice say, "Forget about the curveball, Ricky. Give him the heater." You know, and that's so awesome and one of my favorite lines because what I hear in that is, don't think, just throw. Now, if you're ever around a ball field that I'm on coaching any of the Little League players, especially Little League pitchers, you'll hear me say that phrase a lot. Don't think, just throw. Because it's so amazing how often our minds, how often they can actually get in the way of what we're doing. Now, let's get into middle relief. Isn't it a huge boost to the old self-confidence when your boss or your coach or someone that you respect or admire says, "You're the guy for the job. I need somebody to take care of this, and you are my choice." Now, especially when that task that you've been given is something that you either want to do or you feel that it's something that you've been called to do. And I use the latter because what if the guy who gave you the nod is God? Now, more on that in just a bit. Because when I think of getting the nod, I immediately think of a relief pitcher. I mean, go figure. I'm a sports guy. But more specifically, I think of a middle reliever or a setup guy. Now, for those non-baseball fans, okay, the job of the middle reliever and the setup guy, and they essentially are brought in the game to take over for the starting pitcher and shut the opposing team down until the closer can be brought in to seal the deal. And sometimes it's 2 or 3 innings, sometimes it's 1 inning. But, you know, and while I've never pitched in the big leagues or beyond high school for that matter, I have been brought up into games as a middle reliever and asked to just get us through this inning. Or I was told, hey, listen, all you need to do is give us 6 outs. That's all we need. Now, some of those times were less stressful. Some of those times were unimportant. But any time that we're asked to take the mound in any capacity, we are literally on an island. I mean, have you ever looked at a pitcher's mound on a baseball field? I mean, you are. You're literally out there by yourself on an island. We're alone, and we're totally exposed. We are on the spot, and we must deliver or our team loses. I mean, it's that simple. Now, in the case of the 6 outs that we were asked to get, if we're a 16-year-old stud fireball pitcher and the next 6 batters are players that we've faced many times and that we're familiar with, we know their weaknesses, or we just, you know what, we just know how to get them out, or they're each 8 years old, and we feel pretty confident that we can take care of business, and you know, we won't have any reservation about taking the hill and flinging that pill around. However, if the next six batters that we're about to face are completely unfamiliar to us, and the word on the street that we've heard is that they are the first-round draft picks of the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Rays, the Dodgers, the Braves, and the Diamondbacks, and these six guys will be headed straight to the show after our game, well, that's a completely different scenario, and that is certainly one that would throw a little apprehension into the mix. I mean, let's also add into the scenario that everyone that we know or have known is in the stands or they're watching because the game is being televised nationally and around the world. Our team's future, to include the well-being of our family, all of that is on the line and dependent on our ability to get six outs. Now, despite the confidence that we may have in our ability to throw a baseball, the scenario presented is one that would cause the butterflies to stir in even the most seasoned, experienced, and faithful pitcher at any level, much less one that's 16 years old. When we are called by God to take the mound, we often feel like that 16-year-old in the last scenario. And despite the confidence that we may have in ourselves and our ability, we often feel overwhelmed. We feel apprehensive, and a lot of times we feel inadequate, and really when it comes right down to it, bottom line, we're just plain scared. And when God calls us into leadership positions, regardless of the level, it is a great deal, and a great deal is at stake just in the last scenario when we're standing on the mound trying to get six outs. And you know what? We are out on that island. Because the opposing batters, they want nothing more than to put a pounding on the new guy on the mound. They want to bat through the order three or four times, and they want to put a monster number up on the scoreboard. However, as the old adage goes, God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. And despite the lonely feeling that we have standing essentially all by ourselves on the pitcher's mound, we're not alone. As God was with Moses and Joshua and David and Gideon and so many other average and fallible men whose stories and accounts are told all throughout Scripture, He is with all those whom He calls. And by the way, He calls us all because we all have a purpose that He has equipped us for. Just as He told Joshua, He tells us today, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I want you to take your copy of God's word. I want you to open up to the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. I want you to open up to the first chapter and go to verse 9. I want you to underline that and I want you to highlight that. I want you to never, ever forget that God is with us always. And He tells us, just as He told Joshua, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be terrified. Don't be discouraged, for I am with you wherever you go. So the next time that you're in the bullpen warming up and you get the nod, I want you to take the mound with confidence, knowing that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is with you. And despite the lineup of opposing batters that you're going to face, take heart, because God will never leave you nor forsake you. Besides, who do you think created that wicked 12-6 curveball anyway? You know, it comes a time at the end of every show, I want to give you the opportunity to surrender your life to Christ. There are some of you out there who say, Jeff, you know, I've never had a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I found myself on that pitcher's mound, unsure of what I was doing. I've been going about it all by myself. I tried to do it in my own strength and in my own abilities. But I was, you know what, I was scared. I did feel inadequate. And I just really didn't know what I was doing. But I feel God tugging at my heart. And through this message, I feel Him calling me, and I want to surrender my life to Jesus Christ. I want Him to be with me the next time I get the nod and I take the mound. I want Him to be the Lord of my life. If that's you, we can take care of that in just a second. There are others out there who say, Jeff, you know, I've had a relationship with Christ, but I've allowed the world, I've allowed its desires, I've allowed my heart to lead me astray. And using your analogy of the pitcher, I've allowed myself to get traded to the wrong team, and I've followed the wrong signals from the catcher, from the bench, and from the coach. I want to get back on God's team. I want to rededicate my life to Him. I want to start new. If that's you, hey, welcome back. The awesome thing is that we serve the God of a second, third, tenth, hundredth, thousandth chance. He is faithful, and He is the God of unconditional love and forgiveness. If either of those are you, would you repeat this prayer after me? Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me. God, I repent of my sins. God, I surrender my life to you. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want to spend forever in heaven with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, email me, Jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. And I want you to make sure you need to get hooked up with a group of believers where you are, because listen, God wants you on his team, and he never meant for us to go on this journey alone. Hey, listen, I can't wait to hang out with you next week. Until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and armor up every single day. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.